members, the sole meeting of this meeting is to adopt the BRRR report. We were all party to the presentations given by SAT and also the department. And we are all party to quizzing, querying, asking questions to the department. And I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through this report. It's very interesting, and it sort of reflects what we discussed. But I'm opening to the members to add on what they think they were not happy about at the time of when they got the report. But I'm sure everybody had the report distributed. Actually, the report starts with the politics, the policy, and everything. I think of very critical importance is for us to actually look at the observations, the findings, and the recommendations, because the rest of the paper is narrative. So, honorable members, starting from page 38, because the NDP, the NTSS, thanks, Honorable Mabasa, and thank you, Honorable Malchas. We are adopting our BRRR report that will be sent into the ATC this afternoon. We are intending looking at the observations, the findings, and the recommendations, because the other narrative is about the whole story. And due to the time that we have, we've got to look at observations, findings, and recommendations, if that is agreeable with honorable members, because of the time that we have to speak. Let's look at the report from page 38, where we've got the key findings and observations of the committee, and also if those are what we talked about. Is there another report? Honorable Kumbok, you can look at that one. Not a problem. You can look at that one. But we are looking from page 38, observations, findings, and recommendations. If those recommendations are what we actually spoke about, I'm not going to go through them because members read them over the weekend. Under the findings are technical issues, funding for tourism in South Africa. We've raised a number of issues. We've raised particularly the issue of funding, underfunding, particularly because when it comes to funding and underfunding, we've got those currency uncertainties, hedging, and all that. So the recommendation is around that because they're looking at both SAT and NDT. SAT is South African Tourism, and NDT is the National Department of Tourism. So, do you have anything to add to that, honorable members? I'm assuming everybody read the report over the weekend. If not, Smoo, can you go over it? If not, key findings, committee observations, and responses.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will quickly go through the the observations. Maybe just to take members a bit back to page 32, where we have other service delivery performance findings, that is issues that were observed by members during oversight visits, because they have a bearing also on recommendations. There was an issue of police and planning at municipalities, fragmented branding positioning, that these two issues of duplication. Members remember when we were in Eastern Cape, where you even have SAT going abroad with provincial DMOs, and that creates duplication. Other municipalities have lack of research capacity. You have budgetary constraints at local municipality with issue of concurrent function. Municipality saying tourism is an unfunded mandate. Then there is issue of infrastructure, a wide array of issues around infrastructure, maintenance of municipal parks, cleanliness of towns, roads, signage, and so on, issues of SMME development, where you also have issues whereby you don't have SMME supported adequately. Then on page 34, you had issues of staff competencies, where municipal staff cannot fulfill their mandate because they are not capacitated enough. Then the issues of tourist safety and incidents of racism, where you find that particularly around beaches. Remember when you were in Buffalo City, where tourists have been marked on the beach, and there have been these emerging trends of incidents of racism in certain areas of the country. Need for better planning and internal communication that leads to duplication and projects not supported sufficiently. Then you have a wide array of other issues where we set other service delivery issues. Then also you have relevant research on page 35, research and other issues observed by other external stakeholders which have a particular bearing on the current financial year. So the issues that was picked up was the need to continue prioritizing domestic tourism, which is picked up from a variety of sources, also from the work of the department of the committee itself, including the performance of SAT around that. Then the issue of the visas. So the continental and national perspective, we are looking at what the AU has done with the introduction of the African passport and the prospects of this being implemented fully in 2018, but the observation recently is that Botswana is also going the same way that South Africa is going, where you are looking at the issue of unapproved certificates and the prospects then of that being feasible by 2018 seems to be very slim. Then on page 37, finance and service delivery assessment, that just deals with all the issues that members looked at in terms of the transfers and so on. So I'm emphasizing because it has then a bearing on the key findings now, which are consolidated. One is the issue of funding on page 38 that the chairperson was just talking about, where tourism, as much as it is identified as a priority, but it is not featuring prominently in government special projects like your Operation Pakisa, your PICC, and so on, and the need of it to be considered as such, given that it is such an important sector. The issue of forensic audits, it was reported that the report has been finalized and members are matters are before court, but the members had emphasized that they want to have at a very high level, not mentioning names, the issue of how much was involved, if there were staff members and so on that were involved, and what were the disciplinary measures. The issues of setting predetermined objectives is still an issue with both the department and the NDIT. Then there are observations with regard to governance and operational issues. The issue on page 40 of governance and finances, where the department is exposed to a number of contingent liabilities, and the need then of the department to try and cap those. The issue of external controls, the members will recall that the department said they don't have issues, and also the AG cleared them because they have all these in place. But the committee had identified that even though these are in place, but implementation is lacking. Therefore, it's an observation of the committee that needs to be strengthened. Then there are service delivery performance observations. One on page 41 is the issue of policy contradictions, where the country is prioritizing tourism, but at the same time you have government policies that work against tourism. That speaks mainly even to the new immigration regulations that still have a requirement for an APRI certificate. Then you have the gaps in the tourism policy and the Act. Given that the department is busy revising the National Tourism Sector Strategy and at the same time reviewing the Act, but the policy is still that of 1996 and many things have happened and the policy have not been reviewed. Then the need for organizational structuring to say a number of issues that the committee is raising is based on the department not structured well to fulfill their mandate. The issue of airlift, the committee had raised this even in the previous year, but given that South Africa is a long-haul destination and this continues to be a problem, then the issue is raised again as a recurring matter. Then the development and promotion of domestic tourism, the entity oversight, which is very important given the performance of SAT, and the committee had observed that the official that is assigned that duty is at a very junior level, is a level of the deputy director. So that maybe they assigned a more senior person to look at the issues of the entity. Grading is still declining, and it results to the quality of the destination being jeopardized. Therefore, a need for strengthening that, improving impact of National Conventions Bureau. To say though the National Conventions Bureau reported that they are assisting provinces and local municipalities, but there's still an issue of geographic spread. On page 43, the need to finalize the issue of foreign currency exposure, given that in the previous 5 years, the department has been exposed to 250 million in terms of currency losses, and the need for National Treasury to assist in having a permanent solution. TOMSA levy, as much as it increased, but it was a slight increase, most of the products are still not collecting TOMSA levy. Then the employment impact, to say currently we're sitting at about 1.5 jobs created in the sector, but most of these jobs are done by the foreign nationals. Then the committee are talking about a need to have a study conducted to really understand what is the employment impact of the sector. Then the transformation initiative is mainly looking at the empowerment of suppliers in the BSCO card to ensure that we have tourism trickling down the value chain. Then the integrated government approach to tourism, trying to address all these issues at a provincial and local government in terms of arts and culture, in terms of signage, in terms of skills development, and so on. Also, the committee observed that you have communities around web heritage sites which are not benefiting optimally from the sector. Then there's issue of income leakage, where even during Indaba, when the members were visiting those in the hidden gem section, they were saying sometimes they'll generate business, but they cannot handle the volume of business because they don't have capacity, like auto operators, maybe with a person will be having a vehicle that can maybe only take 20, whereas he needs the capacity of a bus. Also, the B&Bs, where they need to refer people to bigger hotels because they cannot accommodate the people from the business they've generated. So those are like consolidated observations from the oversight visits and the deliberations with the department. Then there's that section, page 44, 944, financial performance, including funding proposals. So at the bottom of page 44, then the funding proposals is for the tourism sector to to be included in the government special projects, that tourism mustn't be an afterthought, because all the time tourism is taken as an afterthought. The department has to try and find its way through the announcements.
Can I be associated? I don't have this judgment. I'm coming from another committee of transport. No, it is as if now I'm in Chechnya.
Chair, we have asked the COSI to fetch Mama Kwego's report from her pigeonhole.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then, on page 44 at the bottom there, so also that the National Treasurer should consider creating a tourism development fund. The matter was raised with the minister and it was agreeable also to it, and also to generally increase the appropriation to vote 33 in line with the contribution of the sector to the economy, so that the sector can continue creating more jobs and cushioning the economy. So in terms of the recommendations, there are three sets of recommendations, those to the Minister of Finance, Auditor General, and Minister of Tourism. So for Minister of Finance, is the increase in the appropriation I'm on 10.1.1, increase in the budget appropriation for vote 33, and also the creation of the Tourism Development Fund and the issue of foreign currency. So those are the three that are directed to the Minister of Finance. Then to the Auditor General is the issue of performance assessment, because the committee was not happy with the department and the state having spent all their budget, because it's 99.1% for the department and 100% for the entity, but you have one target met out of eight, and also the department is at 84%. So to say there must be performance also to ensure value for money. So then recommendations to the Minister of Tourism, there are those directed to the department, governance and leadership 10.3. So that is around organizational review, to say there must be organizational restructuring so that the department is fit for its mandate, because currently they are not structured correctly. Then on page 46, the interministerial committee members said because of the coordination issues that will deal with a number of cross-cutting measures such as your tourism transport interface, issues of air lift, operating licenses, signage, as in cash, and all other issues that need coordination. So the committee had raised a need for the interministerial committee to be established, so for the minister then to propose establishment of that IMC at a cabinet level. Then the study to be conducted on 3.3, understanding the culture of travel among South Africans, the need for a study to be commissioned by the department. Also, 4, strengthening domestic tourism to ensure that there's a proper monitoring and evaluation for performance, particularly of SAT, because of the ring fence budget that is with the entity for domestic tourism. Then on the entity oversight, to ensure that the department strengthens oversight by assigning a senior official to conduct that activity. Also the issue of targets, to ensure that they are smart, because that is what the committee has been raising. The issue was raised by the AG, was also raised by the FFC. Leadership and management, to say though the department have all these controls in place, but they are not implemented, since we have the lacks of leadership and we have projects that, particularly if you look at the first quarter of this financial year, where almost all the projects they were not initiated or did not commence in quarter one. Consequence management, this is about also dealing with the leadership management and internal controls, to say there must be consequence management. This is not to say people must be maybe expelled or fined, but it's at a performance level, to say if people are not performing their duty, the department must strengthen their performance management capacity to ensure that people do what they are supposed to do. Then the regulatory and policy impact analysis, that has to do with the white paper that needs to be reviewed to be in line with the trend, with the current trends, and also the department to look at facilitating partnerships for communities around protected areas, also minister to engage TPCSA on issues of tourist safety and particularly racism, and the issue of employment is that it needs to be conducted together with the Department of Labor to understand the employment patterns in the sector, and also business expansion to fund businesses that are already operating to improve their capacity rather than maybe starting new projects that normally fail. Then for SAT, is improvement of performance generally because their performance was dismal in terms of achievement of targets. Also, the issue of reward, as much as the board said no, people were employed or were remunerated accordingly, but the committee said it can't be that people got performance bonuses, but they only achieved one target. Then also the issue of TOMSA leave collection for SAT to continue engaging with TPCSA to increase TOMSA levy collection. So those are the observations and recommendations, Chair. Thanks.
Honourable members, before you come in, with additions, you will remember that the state of the economy at present is not so wonderful and lucrative. So our recommendation will bear that in mind, that at the time of economic stability, when we make a recommendation. And you remember that there were in SAT and in NDT, there were delays, even delays in coming up with the terms of reference. That is not acceptable. Honestly, it's not acceptable, and that is why it's in the recommendations. Secondly, under consequence management, everybody needs to pay in whatever way for what is not happening, including the top management. If everything is just on laissez-faire basis, it's not helping the department, it's not helping the country, it's not helping tourism. So the manager must actually manage. If the manager fails to manage, then the manager must get the consequences for that. Up to you, members. Additions, corrections, queries, because Parliament looks mostly at observations and observations, findings, and recommendations. Honourable Kronbach?
It's not a major addition or correction, Chair. It's just the wording. I can't find the actual page, but there's a reference to the emerging trend of racism experienced in some of our restaurants or resorts or something. I'm not sure that this is something which just appeared yesterday. In other words, it didn't emerge yesterday, and I don't think there's a trend. But yeah, I think we all know we're grappling with this as one of the legacies of our past, and to the extent that it's always been there, I think it has always been there. But I think it would be incorrect to characterize that phenomenon as something which is on the rise. I think that would be unfortunate. I think what has happened is there have been some high-profile incidents that have occurred which have had very significant exposure in the media, and that has rightly focused our attention on eliminating that form of practice in our country. But maybe we could just rephrase it to say something like, you know, we are concerned about the incidents of racism that have been reported, which doesn't do the reputation of the country any good and inhibits tourism, rather than saying an emerging trend which implies that it was never there before, now suddenly it's on the spike. I don't think that's an accurate reflection.
Thank you, Chair. One thing I want to just point out to a person from the governance side, governance and finance. I was hoping, or maybe on the internal controls, maybe risk and management leadership. I was of the view, Chairperson, that maybe the issue of failure of the staff members to pop up on flight book for them to travel, which sort of drew the department into a loss of a few hundred thousand rands. That's what I wanted just to point out, Chairperson. You understand that there was a loss of almost 900 plus thousand rands due to lack of showing up of the staff members when they have booked to the hotels as well as the flight travel. Thank you.
Agree?
Yes.
Honourable Chair, I think I'm comfortable with what has been said, and the issue which is appearing here in the form of racism, I think is because for some time it has been contained if it was there, but all of a sudden we start getting this appearing in many papers and so on. But anyway, the way Honourable wants us to put it, I think it's still okay. But the fact is that it has been contained, if to say. It has just started to phase up. Very different. Honorable Adams?
Thank you, Chairperson. There is nothing new that I'm coming with, Chair. It's just an appreciation on how the report and also our issues that were raised, how they have been filtered into the report. My emphasis was on the issue of monitoring of SAT, which is captured in the report. I was looking at that track, and it is covered. I can safely say it must be considered by the committee and recommended to. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Foss.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Just two issues that I quickly want to raise with the content advisor. He earlier on he referred to the grading council, but in fact, if I look at the recommendations, I'm not seeing a specific reference to the grading council, specifically under the section recommendations to the minister, and then SAT, which is on folio page 47. Should we not include something specific about the grading council bringing together all of our comments in the past? I'm not going to go into that in detail. We all know that we should look at the compulsory versus voluntary, bringing more establishments into the loop, etc., etc., and the benefits, incentives. Then the second question is, a point I would like to raise is under the domestic tourism, one also a recommendation to the minister, 10.3.4, folio page 46. Something which I feel is perhaps missing is the relationship between this department and that of municipalities to engage them on the issue of municipal resorts, something I've been raising for a long period of time now. And I think it's specifically something that should be mentioned in our recommendations, because we all know that there was a commission to look into that, and the commission outcome clearly states that there should be a conversion of some of these resorts into budget resorts, etc., etc. I think perhaps that should also reflect under the strengthening of domestic tourism under that heading, because that will assist or promote a culture of travel among South Africans if we can get those resorts converted into budget resorts and make it much more accessible. Just a thought, because if it's not mentioned there by name, then perhaps it might lose impact. So it's that one, and it's the grading council. Those are the two issues I would like to know if we can have it reflected in this report.
Thank you very much, Honourable Foss. We touched on that one. When it came to grading, I think most people had something to say about the grading, to the extent that maybe at a certain point in time it's got to be compulsory. But seeing that they're amending the legislation, part of the legislation, if it could be considered. And also, there wasn't much about domestic tourism in the legislation, but I'm sure if they go through it, there would be space for domestic tourism to an extent. But thank you very much for the contribution, Honourable Foss. Honourable Adams?
I'd like to know, every department
department as a project of the EPWP, shouldn't it be incorporated here? Sorry. Shouldn't it be incorporated here? I'm just asking the content advisor. And then, Chairperson, perhaps a little bit more flesh with regard to the triple BEE projects, SRIs. Are we saying anything on that? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Cromberg.
Thanks, Chair. I was also about to mention the SRI, so I'd like to support the Honourable Adams then. I think there needs to be, in one of the recommendations, we can put under observations by the committee, but certainly one of the recommendations to either the Minister or to the Minister of Finance, we should be saying there should be a much more careful cost and benefits analysis before we embark upon these projects, so that we know we're spending money effectively, and that there should be far greater oversight once they've started. So we don't see, for example, that one that we saw in Mpumalanga on, I think it was just about our last oversight stop in our last trip. So both a more careful assessment about what projects should be supported or not, as the case may be, and far greater oversight and control once the money, or during the, while the money is spent, and then afterwards, so that we don't end up with a white elephant. I think that does need to be part there, because that's probably been the single biggest area of wastage we've seen since we've sat in this new term as a committee. It's the one area where I think the department has failed quite badly, as opposed to a lot of other successes.
I agree very much with you, and also the issue of PPP. As Treasurer has got a PPP toolkit, maybe it needs to be looked into seriously and be made use of, particularly for these SRI projects. On that note, thank you very much for your coming at your lunchtime, your lunch hour, your sort of free time that you came to the committee. Thank you very much, and also for the contributions and for enriching the report and enriching the recommendations. Thank you very much. Honourable Bob, Honourable Mabas, thank you very much. And then after that, I would ask for the report to be adopted. I would like somebody to propose adoption, and then the seconder.
For the adoption.
Honourable Clerk has her hand up already. Thank you very much.
With the amendment, of course.
Yes, with amendment. Adopt as amended. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the long plenary. Honourable Howell, I hope we'll have a good dinner today.
Yeah. That was a pleasure.
Yeah.